Oh, now it has a red light and record. Fuck me. How long have I been talking? I've already started myself twice. Okay, right, it's recording now, and it might even hear you. Hang on, I put you on speakerphone. Right, say hello. Say hello.
Hello, Rob, with this mic that you
couldn't
get right.
Hello, this is Tom, everyone, that just pressed the record button and all is fine, James.
It's true.
Leaving me, the useless one, with a very high-tech machine to record myself.
It's a hard machine.
This is difficult. This is difficult for me. I have to press a button and walk and talk. That's three things I'm supposed to be doing. Right, I'm going to start again. I'm going to start again, and I'm going to tell my wanking joke for the third time and hope I still find it funny myself. All right, cheers,
love
mate.
You.
See you, mate. Love you. Bye, 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 bye.
Bye.
Yeah, just press the fucking record button, Rob. That's all it is. Why am I carrying around this fucking machine with me as well? This is why Tom's in charge. Oh, fuck me, third time. Right, you know, right, just so you know, everyone, I've just been speaking about 1998 for the last 10 fucking minutes. Right. Is it still recording? 1998. Well, my joke was, what was I doing in 1998 playing fucking N64 and wanking? That was my joke, which is even less funny now than it was the two times previous that I said it to myself whilst walking down the street at 11 o'clock night on a fucking Wednesday in the cold with a dog that hasn't been walked yesterday, so he's putting me like mad. And he did a shit. Yeah, that was another bit you missed. He did a shit and I spoke about his shit. So that was a bit that wasn't on there. On here, I'm checking again, it's still recording. Yeah, so you miss a lot of stuff there, everybody. I even said stuff about light used and who takes the socks off, so you've missed that. Right, start again, music. I'm going to speed through what I've already said about now. So this is going to be a shit bonus for my first one for you lot, sorry. 1998, chosen at random by Alexa. Forced at gunpoint by TJ to speak to you about it. So here I am. Music-wise, I had to Wikipedia. I have no idea what I was listening to when I was 13. I wasn't listening to fucking Backstreet Boys, that's for sure. I'd like to say I was listening to Garage, but I'm only saying that for the benefit of Simon. Aerosmith was on the list. I really don't know. Really don't know what I was listening to when I was 13. Because I'm going to be honest, I don't think I was. I was so into the N64 and just going around SideQuest Mark's house. You know, that's all I really did. I played a lot of football at school. Go down the park. Yeah, not much music, I'm afraid. TV shows. Let me get my phone. Oh, yeah, that was it. Robot Wars. I loved Robot Wars. Absolutely loved Robot Wars. I don't remember it. Wikipedia says it was hosted by Jeremy Clarkson first. And then Craig Charles. I don't remember Jeremy Clarkson hosting it. I mean, to be fair, at that point in time, that probably is the kind of thing he would have been doing. You know? But I only really actually remember... Come on, Loki. Remember Craig Charles. But how... You know... Thinking about the house robots they had, my favourite was the Killalot. Obviously, everyone's favourite. If you say otherwise, you're lying, because the Killalot was the best. You know, a ginormous tank-tracked metal knight with what? He had like a lance? What else? And then he had like a big metal cutter for a hand. Come on. There's nothing better than that. Even the spinny head thing and the flippy do-what majigama contestants would just couldn't beat him. That's a funny thing. Like, the flippy one. I mean, I don't remember the names. I'm not going to look it up. I've done this already before looking them up, and I already can't remember. So that was for the people that listened to me while I wasn't recording. Guy, you know what? That's like when I was doing those fucking streams. When I did those two streams with the Ko-fi. Or Ko-fi, whatever. And I didn't fucking turn the microphone on. So I spoke for like half an hour. And I think Flower, hello Flower, if you listen to this, was in, was watching. It's like, he was wondering the whole time where he can hear me. And I was doing the PS5 as well, so I couldn't see the chat wasn't coming up either. So I couldn't see the chat. So I had no concept that I'm recording and I've got listeners who are watchers who can't fucking hear anything. Anyway, I've massively got a track. Right. Flippy Majogama, that's him. Right, like, you get the robot. Someone brings in the robot, which is a wedge. You know, well, that's a bit shit. And it's got that, you super muscly hydraulic piston things that shoot up and just flip everyone over. Game over. No one thought, oh, what happens if my fucking brick with wheels with a spiky bit on the end gets flipped on its back? You know? So then obviously everyone put roll cages on. Or made it so their wheels were big enough that it didn't matter which way up they were facing. But even then, Flippy Man just kind of tightened up a few nuts and bolts and suddenly he's got, you know, he's shooting 10-ton weights 50 foot in the fucking air. And then you had the, yeah, and then you had the Tornado-y Man, which was just a dinner plate with fucking blades on the end. That thing annihilated everything. I did think, I'm sure there was a house, was it called Scorch or something, had a flamethrower on it. That seems like that's pretty good. He just torch all the fucking wiring, so when all the insulation comes off and starts shorting out, that's probably a pretty quick way of doing it, I think. Just flamethrower the place. I wonder what rules they actually had, if any, for the crowd safety, you know. Can we all have flamethrowers? No, no. Like, can I put a gun on it? Can mine launch grenades? Can I put a noob tube on the end of my fucking RC car? It's a new tube, it's a, what everyone used to call the grenade attachment to the machine guns whenever you played Call of Duty. We didn't call it that. We coined the frame the cunt cannon. Because it was just a one-shot kill. I mean, even my missus, who hates swearing, she even calls it the cunt cannon, so I'm not going to bleep that out. So yeah, Robot Wars, that's what I'm getting at. Robot Wars was a TV show for me of 1998. What's next? TV show, films. Right, that's where I was at, because I was talking about, I started talking about Saving Private Ryan, and that's when I realised that I wasn't recording. Yeah, so Saving Private Ryan was a really great one from 98. I enjoyed watching that, not because it's a fun film, obviously, if you've seen it. Just, I don't know, there's something about the raw, I can't explain it. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. It's a tough watch sometimes. Spielberg, I'm pretty sure Spielberg was the director, incredible job. Tom Hanks, incredible. Like, everyone in it is just fantastic. I always forget Matt Damon's in it, even though he is Bloody Private Ryan. You only really see him at the end. And they do a great job picking an old dude to play him. And they do like this weird face merging thing when he's stood at all of the graves at the end. Really heartbreaking. But just what a visual masterpiece. Oh, there's a big truck coming. Come on, Loki. Come on, mate. Come on. Yeah, an incredible film. Juxtaposed to the next film I'm going to talk about, Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, which I really like. I love that film. Absolutely brilliant. That and Snatch, two of the greatest films for me. Absolutely incredible. I started talking, when this wasn't recording, I was talking about Demolition Man. I can't remember how I got onto Demolition Man. I must have just been saying, you know, actually really my favourite film was Demolition Man, and I would have been watching that in 98, even though it didn't come out in 98. Yeah. The thing about talking about Demolition Man, it is probably my favourite film of all time. And contrary to what TJ might say, because he would say that Sylvester Stallone's seminal role is Stop or My Mum Will Shoot. Well, I obviously disagree with that, and I think it's Demolition Man. And I also think that Wesley Snipes is fantastic. My dad always said to me, he said, Rob, stop being a twat. No, no, he does say that. But what he actually would say that he always thought that Wesley Snipes was just really loving life playing that movie. You know, just every day coming to work thinking this is the best fucking job I've ever had. And it kind of shows in the show. And oh, that was it. It was because it was the age thing. That's it. Because I was obviously 13, and I'm going to list a few films now that obviously I wouldn't technically have been old enough to watch. But I think it came down to the fact that not because my parents didn't care about what I watched, because I think they did. I think a lot of the times they either weren't aware, or maybe they just didn't put much weight into thinking that I was going to become a fucking serial killer by watching something like that. I know they certainly didn't care about the age rating on video games, because I got GTA just by calling them up on the phone. Oh, that's a story. I'm sure I spoke about that before. My friend Lloyd and I were on holiday, probably in Cornwall, found a mum and dad kind of game store, random game store on the high street. They had one copy of GTA 3 left. Clearly I'm not 18. And all he said was, just go ask your parents. And stupidly, we fucking did. We could have easily just walked out, gone, got a Coke from the store and come back going, yeah, they said it's fine. But no, we actually went and got permission. I had to call my mum, and she's like, yeah, so? So what, care? What do I care? Pretty much, that was, I think, kind of the impression I was getting. But yeah, it's a Demolition Man. I remember getting my... I didn't have a nanny. I nearly said I had a nanny. I'm not like some rich boy who was looked after by a fucking nanny in a mansion. My parents both worked, so occasionally we'd have someone look after us. I don't want to call that a nanny because it makes me sound like a posh St. Albans snob. I had a babysitter, Gwen, lovely woman she was, and I convinced her, God, who knows what age I was, that my parents let me watch Demolition Man all the time, and here we are. I'd never seen it before. Best film I've ever seen. Constantly watched it ever since. But that wasn't 1998, everybody. I was talking about Lockstock, Vinnie Jones. Great stuff. Patch Adams, Robin Williams. Again, very different from the last two films I mentioned. But that's a fantastic one from 98. Truman Show. Oh, the thing about the Truman Show, it's like a life-changing movie. I referenced that film forever since. And if you're like me, you can... A little bit OCD, a little bit HP, you know, a little bit of all those things. Sometimes you think, is that me? I haven't got like, you know, player one syndrome or whatever it is that people call it. You know, I don't think I'm the only person on the planet. But sometimes you do think you might be looking in the mirror when you just got out of the shower and you're having a shave, or, you know, you're brushing your teeth and you want to do the little spaceman moment. And you think, is there a camera behind there? You know, or you're lying in bed crying your eyes out because you just wanked for the 16th time in one day, and you're thinking, you know, I wonder if there's a Reddit post about why Rob spends all his time wanking, you know, and have they gone and made a poll about what was his best wank of the day? Because obviously everyone's watching. That's what I thought about the Truman Show. It's, they would have had every moment of it, they would have had. Loki, wait. You know, every moment that he had a stomach bug and was emptying his fucking arsehole down the toilet. You know, all those moments helping his girlfriend pee in a bush, you know, when they're 18. These just awkward, weird moments he shared with the world. And I bet they would have filmed all of it and had it all showing. I bet those old grannies that were knitting while watching it loved those bits. They wouldn't tell their husbands. But they're there at book club talking about, oh, do you see that? See that time that Rob managed to suck his gut in so much that he could properly bite his own toenails. Now, you decide whether that actually happened or not. Let's move on. Pokemon. There you go. Pokemon, the first movie. I remember this really vividly, going to the cinema with my cousin Adam to watch this. It was at the one in the Galleria, which is Shatfield, as we so lovely call it. And you know what else I saw there? What is it? What Women Want? The one with... a fucking knobhead can hear all the women's thoughts. I'm sure it's called What Women Want. What's the actor... Loki, what's the actor called from What Women Want?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. You weren't fucking alive, were you? I'm going to have to Google it now. What Women Want. This is just going to give me like a whole list of what they want. There is not enough memory on your phone to tell you everything that women want. Oh, sorry. I've only got a 24 terabyte drive on my phone. It can't tell me everything that women want. Sorry to the one woman that listens to this show, Karen. Please forgive me. What's his fucking name? I'm looking at him here. Mel Gibson. Him. Mel Gibson. He's probably been me too, doesn't he? Fucking everyone has. Right. God, I'm going to get in trouble. I can't say things like that. Someone tell me off. Just tell me off. Boot me off Twitter and Blue Sky and stuff. Drive me out of town and say you can't stop being sexist. Right. Yeah, Mel Gibson. That's a shit film. But I remember going to watch it with my cousin and these three birds, one of whom I was wooing at the time, and my cousin, I think, was probably trying to woo either of the other two, or both, or all three at the same time. Knowing him, my darling Adam, we got to them, the guy like stubbed the tickets, and he's like, just you two. I'm like, what? He goes, don't you want to go with some girls? Like there's like really fucking snobby arsehole. And I remember I kind of like just turned and then the three girls kind of like pulled up behind us and they're like, hi. And I kind of looked back. It was like one of those really bright moments where like, you just think, yeah, fuck you, mate. Fuck, it's just like, the things you do when you're a young teenager with hormones. What Women Want, what a fucking shit film. What year was that? 2000, Jesus. 15, I would have been. Is that everything on my list? Yeah, that was all the ones. But yeah, Pokemon is actually what I was talking about. I loved Pokemon. I still like Pokemon now. Still play it when I can. Yeah, great stuff. I don't care if people think that's sad. Fuck you. Next. Games, right. Loads of stuff came out in 98. Loads of stuff. And I could go on about the N64 for fucking ever, because it is my favourite console of all time. And that is what I was doing in 98. So much so, I would get headaches because I'd sit so close to the TV, because I managed to convince my parents to put a TV in my room so I could play game consoles. And I think it was the Mega Drive, I managed to get them to put a screen in to wait for someone else to buy a new TV in the house so then I could have that older one. And yeah, I remember having the Mega Drive first and then the N64. And I'll sit so close and again, I got a headache so much that my mum took me to the fucking opticians. And it was just like, oh yeah, he needs glasses. And then we couldn't find a pair of glasses that I wanted. And they're really expensive. My mum was just basically like, fuck this, we'll come back. And we never went back. And it was literally just because I played the N64 too much and I sat too close to the screen. I knew. Everyone knew, but the optician wanted to make some money, I think. But I think my mum really knew. So I just sat back a bit, you know, turned the brightness down the screen, and I was all right, and I've been all right since, I can see. You all right, Loki? Oh, sorry, he's sniffing, everyone. You got to let dogs be dogs. You finished? Good lad. Let's go. But, well, I mean, like the games that came out then. I'm going to bring up on my phone, but like Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, I'm pretty sure was 98. Let's see if I can get it up here. Can I get it up? No. 1990, I'm putting it into Google now, 1998 N64. Because, yeah, right. Well, I mean, I know which one I'm going to talk about. But, let's say, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time is, you know, this is pretty unanimous, one of the greatest games of all time. There's not many people that would say otherwise, or that it isn't top three, five at the worst. It's up there, you know. But, you know, what else we've got? Buddy Harvest. Oh, gosh. So, Buddy Harvest. Looking back on it now, even for those days, it didn't look that great. You played this very slow-moving guy. In what is a brilliant open world where you could, like, get in vehicles and different guns and basically shoot aliens that were bugs. But I remember you could get in, like, a farmer's, like, truck and stuff like that. Really good game. It's like, you know, I guess you could even maybe even say that Grand Theft Auto kind of took some notes for it. I'm pretty sure Grand Theft Auto would have been after this. Someone's going to correct me, I'm sure. What else on this look? Turok 2. Again, dinosaur shooting. Can't go wrong with that. 1080 snowboarding. Wipeout 64. I'm just listing games I played. Oh, Hey You Pikachu. I never had that. But I know that Sidequest Mark's brother Chris, he had it. He had like a microphone, if I remember correctly. But really, two games. Let me just go back up. Space Station Silicon Valley. Right, so Space Station Silicon Valley. You play a microchip, right? Which, so you're an aliens that crash land into the space station. I think it's a space station, which is a, yeah, Space Station Silicon Valley. And it's essentially, it's a zoo. And the only bit that survives other than the pilot is like a microchip, and you control the microchip and you have to run around and jump into the animals. I think they're robot animals, and you take control of them, and you could be like sheep. That's a great one where you're a kangaroo with boxing gloves on, and you kind of are like in little instance little levels, and you still kind of have to work out the puzzle, and there's different animals all have different abilities, and you got to get to the end of the level basically, collect stuff. Fucking brilliant game. But it's all about Banjo-Kazooie. Anybody that knows me from any of these ridiculous podcasts and shows that we do, I go on about, I harp on about Banjo-Kazooie all the time. It's the game, I've said this before, I'm going over old territory. Some of you might not know, but it's a game I played every single year. What, to completion, 100%. I know everything in the game. Not that I can recite it to you, but you know, it's one of those things where you're playing it, you just know. And you just, I can just play it to completion every year. And I did it every single year until my boy was born. And I haven't had time. And it's funny that this is the year that TJ is saying for us to do. And it's also the year that Banjo-Kazooie came out, because I have pre-ordered one of those Analog 3Ds, which, if you don't know, is like a console that this company Analog are bringing out, which they make these emulation kind of devices, but also devices that can play original hardware games. I want to say it's like someone's going to correct me. Jason or Rich is probably going to say I'm going to get it wrong. Was it FPGA or something? Isn't that the term used for the kind of architecture of it? Anyway, it's a different way of emulating, but also it's literally an N64 slot, so you put your cartridge in. And what's great about it is it plays, you know, multi-regions, so anybody who knows trying to get retro games nowadays, it's so expensive because every fucking arsehole's doing it. You know, they're all going to the charity shops, they're all going to the boot sales, taking everything and then putting it on eBay at an extortionate scalp fucking price. This winds me up. Like, I went to a car boot round here, I don't know, a year ago. I was on my own with a boy and I thought, oh, I'll just go. I didn't get there when it opened. It is at the Hart Showground. Anyone that knows this area, that's quite a busy place. And I was like, you can just clearly see some people have just been ransacked for stuff. And I was going around town once, and I was like, I'm just going to go have a look in every charity shop. And I just went from one to the other. Wasn't particularly looking for games, but I just like to go in charity shops. And there was this guy dressed all in black with a black rucksack. Looked a bit thuggy, to be fair, all in black. And he was picking up every single game in there. We get a lot of PS2 games around here. They're all NFL and FIFA. No one picks them up. He fucking took everyone. I was watching him and I was like, and I got to the point, because there's quite a few in the town here. I skipped a couple of shops to get ahead of him because I was watching him. We'd been in three and I was like, this is weird that we're both doing this, but you know, I'm just having a look. So I thought, oh, well, Willows is there. And then there's another one after that. Wait. Okay, cross. Good. Yeah, Willows is there. I'll skip that one and I'll go to the next one. Willows always has some, so I'll skip it. And he goes in, comes out. And I saw him in and I waited for him in the next one. He come in, straight over to all the DVDs. I went for all the DVDs, took every single one, even the terrible fucking Wii games. Every single one. Paid in his backpack, off he goes. And that's what we did. Just wiped the town clean that day. And I bet there's fucking loads of people that do that. Anyway, I was talking about Banjo-Kazooie at some point. Oh yeah, analog. 3D. So yeah, you can put the original hardware on it. You know, the original cartridges, which I love. Like, emulating is great when you can find a device that can actually play them in a nice form factor as well. Like that Retroid that TJ and I have got. I still haven't replaced the screen on it. It's so delicate. Jason made a joke the other day from What's Wrong With Ruthie podcast that for the sound of my one, I've just got don't sneeze while you're holding it in case you break it. It feels like that. You know, it's a great piece of kit in its software side, but the actual hardware, so delicate. You know, for me to break the shoulder buttons just from a foot drop down onto a carpeted floor, it's ridiculous. Anyway, I digress. Yeah, and also you can put in like the original controllers, and also there's eight-bit dough. That's what the company's called, 8-bit dough. They make these white, like 2.4 gig Wi-Fi dongled controllers, which work with loads of stuff and Bluetooth controllers and all kinds of stuff, but in form factors that are nicer. So, and they've made an N64 controller, but in the form factor of an Xbox controller. So I've ordered a couple of those as well. Even though I probably will go in between playing in the N64 controller and playing it one of those. I was kind of like, well, I'm going to get two. TJ and I can play it. It might be good for my boy when, you know, he gets a bit older to want to, he might want to play these games with me, and it'd be easier for him because he'll be used to these modern controllers, which are probably never going to change. So, you know, he might be willing to play a little bit of GoldenEye with me, you know, or a bit of Mario Kart, or more likely Diddy Kong Racing, if he has a controller in front of him, which is firstly wireless, and secondly, in a form factor that he knows. Because he plays them now, his hands are a little bit too small for the N64 controller, and I don't think he understands the cable being there. So whenever he played the snares a little while ago, playing Mario on the snares, and he's like, oh, Daddy, I want to sit back here. So you can't, mate. I haven't got an extension thing for it. You know, so you've got to sit on the floor. And he's like, oh, I want to sit on this nice, comfortable sofa. No, sorry, mate. And the same, he was playing Sonic on the Mega Drive, which I feel like has got an even shorter cable. Yeah, can't sit on the sofa. But he liked the Wii, because that was a wireless controller. Anyway, I'm fucking hell, I go off. Right. This is the problem. This is why we have cool shades. It's my fault. N64, yes, so the analog. I'm really looking forward to that. And yeah, because of it being multi-regional, the PAL cartridges are more expensive on eBay. Maybe it's just because I'm looking at eBay UK, but when you see the NTSC ones, the American ones, they're always a good £5-10 cheaper. So now, and a lot of the time, to be fair, have nicer artwork too. If you're lucky enough to find one with a box, I feel like they've got nicer artwork. So let's just do a quick mic check how much of this has been. If this isn't recording, I'm fucking giving up. No, it is, okay. Yeah, like, now I've lost track, for fuck's sake. Yeah, they've got better artwork, so you know, I might be able to go on there now and get a few of the games that are on my list that I haven't got yet, which are American ones or even Japanese. Well, I mean, the Japanese ones will be more expensive, definitely. But they definitely have better artwork. Oh my gosh, they've got much nicer artwork. Yeah, so Banjo-Kazooie. I used to play it every year. My boy came along. I didn't have the time. It's not his fault. You know, I'm not making time for it. But I'm really looking forward to it because when that comes, hopefully in March, the first thing that's going on is Banjo-Kazooie. And I'm going to play that to completion. And I'm going to be very happy about it. And anybody who listens to the show will have to get bored shitless listening to me talking about a game that came out in 1998. Not only now, but also then when I'm replaying it. And then every fucking year after the fact when I continue playing it. So that's it. 1998. Saving Private Ryan. Robot Wars. I'll say Aerosmith because I can't think of anything. Banjo-Kazooie. And masturbating. Thank you very much. Love you all. Bye-bye. No, I can't do this. Fucking cunt off. Legitimately, I don't know how to turn it off. Fuck this.